Hi, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of Wake Up to Spirit. I am Celeste Elliott. I am your host here every week at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are, it's 10 a.m. So even for the folks in California, for the days that I am taking callers, you want to wake up early if you want to call in. Today is not one of those days, by the way. Yeah, I don't know if you can tell by the lighting in the room, but we are pre-recording, and I have with me my good friend Kara Seekings, and also neighbor. So I can almost see her house from here. So, and we have a very special show today. We are going to be talking, since it is the holidays, about Yule. Of course, our precursor to Christmas.
My very favorite holiday. Yeah, actually, for me, it's the beginning of the, it's the first holiday in the turn of the wheel. Because the turn of the wheel actually ends with Samhain,
yes,
which is the new year in my world. Mm-hmm. And so now we're on to Yule and welcoming the sun back.
We'll take it.
Today would be nice immediately.
Now, does Yule always correspond with the winter solstice?
It is. Same date, always. Okay. Always.
That's helpful.
It helps. And actually, depending upon which culture you come from, often winter solstice and Yule are synonymous as well.
Right.
Now, my culture is one that has, that celebrates the return of the sun with the words Yule. However, winter solstice is perfectly acceptable.
Okay. And for people who have never seen the show before, what is your background?
Well, my background, I'm actually a druid.
They still exist.
They do still exist. There's a
I
whole culture
one.
Of it. Yes. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Wiccan.
Right.
I always like to do this explanation. All druids are pagans. All Wiccans are pagans. And we are not the same.
Right.
Wiccans have a very strong Mother Earth cultural kind of background. Mm-hmm. Druids, while they have an Earth-centered background, are those tree huggers and kissers, you know. And today I will include a little segment about the trees that we give thanks to.
Yes.
So we're different in that respect. Also, culturally, we're different in that many learned druids were women.
Yes.
Which isn't, you know, I realize when we think of Wiccans, we think of women.
Frequently, yeah.
But the power holders in the Wiccan world for many, many, many centuries were men.
That's okay. That's
very still referred to as priest and priestess.
Uh-huh.
In the druid world, we use different terms.
Right,
you know,
okay.
I'm a prophet in the druid world. It doesn't matter if I'm female or male.
That right.
And the storyteller is the same thing. Doesn't matter female or male.
Okay.
The healer, female or male.
Okay. Nice.
So culturally, we're a little different. The Wiccans tend to place more more emphasis on the magic of the world. And again, not that the druids discounted.
Right.
But we tend to put more emphasis on the mystic.
Right. Okay. Now, I'm doing this thing recently where I'm double checking terms with people. So when you say, when you make a distinction between mysticism and magic, what is your definition of mysticism?
Mysticism is the world and all that surrounds us, provided not by us, but by Mother Nature, by whatever your belief system is as far as Mother, Father, God. As a Druid, we tend not to see God as a gender,
right?
But instead, Mother Nature, that kind of thing. The term of mysticism for me means the ability to look beyond mm-hmm. what is concrete and practical, mm-hmm. to acknowledge that unless I can prove to you that the abstract does not exist, then in fact it does exist, and that's mystical. We look not to...
I so badly want to make a Schrodinger's cat joke somewhere in here.
Oh, I have a Schrodinger's cat, you know.
Do you?
I have an orange cat whose name is Schrodinger's cat.
Oh,
I also have a black cat whose name is Bast. We know that's an Egyptian goddess, but he's godlike, so...
Well, they all think they are.
Oh,
and that counts.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We also... I think the other big distinction is that, very honestly, I don't believe in magic, Celeste.
Okay.
I believe in the setting of intention.
Yes.
From the setting of your intention, wonderful things happen.
Right.
But they really aren't magic. I was privileged here to know Ray Buckland quite well.
Oh, yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
I had a discussion with Ray once about, he has a fabulous book out there called Candle Magic.
Right, yes.
And I had said to him, you know, Ray, I would love to teach this, mm-hmm. but I can't bring myself to teach candle magic.
Right.
Because I don't believe.
Right.
You know, and I think that's inappropriate. And he said, well, what would you call it? And I said, I would like to call it candle intention.
Ah.
And he laughed and laughed and said, Kara, you may call it anything you'd like. But when I teach the class, I always give credit to him because it's really based on his book, Candle Magic.
Nice.
But by the same token, it's a little druid flavor in there. For example, I could teach you to dress a candle and not in gremlins.
Oh, that sounds dangerous. Yeah,
yeah, they probably catch fire way too easy. But, and to set an intention in the candle.
Right.
But I'm not comfortable to teach you how to magically use that candle. There's really, it's mystical how the fire engages us and how it heats us and how it brings us together and brings us back. I often will say to students, if you're having trouble focusing, light a flame watch the dancers in the flame.
That's an old Sylvan meditation technique as well.
Yes.
Which is a little before my time, but I'm still aware of it. I really, what draws into my consciousness too is almost every Native culture that I've studied, whether it be Natives of European nations, Native American, Australian Aboriginal, Native to Asian cultures, they all have an understanding or working with different elements.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, since it's the Jewish holy days.
Yes.
You know, a menorah is a fabulous instrument. I was just in New York City last weekend.
Yay.
And
did you see the giant one in out in the square?
Absolutely.
I love it.
And we went to, because I lived in New York for a few years, and we went by my old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure my old landlady is not still there. She had to be 90 if she was a day. But by the same token, there still are many, 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 and this is in the village on Bleecker Street. There are many Yiddish homes that display menorahs. And I thought, how fabulous. It doesn't matter from where we come. If we, you know, culturally, although we're different, we're really not so different.
Exactly right.
You know, we have much more commonality than we have diversity.
Absolutely.
We just look.
Yeah. Yeah. All just people, you know. So
well, you know, no matter the religious background, okay, I think it's interesting that the winter solstice, whatever you call it, whether you call it Christmas or you know, the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
Yes.
No matter.
Yeah.
Christmas. We gather with family. We gather, whether it's family of chance or family of choice, we gather with loved ones. and we come together.
Yes.
And we share.
We need that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You know, because it's that quiet time of year. We have the opportunity to go within. Gives us opportunity to be grateful, you know, because sometimes we need the quiet in order to make that happen.
Well, and I think one of the other things that happens for many of us, particularly those of us who live in winter, we see it as a time of wonder.
Yes.
And a time of rebirth and renewal.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, in the summer here in Lilydale, of course, we're so busy that rebirth and renewal is hopeful.
Yeah.
But in the winter, we have time to reflect. We have time to think about, yeah, that went well and that went not so well. And, yeah. And here's how I might improve that. And here's how I might improve me. And I think that's a real thing of wonder. We're always able to grow, change. I read a novel once about someone reinventing themselves, and while it was lovely, I thought, we do that all the time. You know, I mean, as we learn, that's one of the cool things about spiritualism.
Yeah.
As we learn and experience new things, what you and I may believe today,
yeah,
we may not tomorrow.
Exactly.
We
right.
may have had some other experience which brought us deeper into the reflection of who we are. And you know, it's the age old story about my tattoo.
Ah. Okay.
This came from my very Celtic great grandmother when I was 16 and she was 93. And she designed it, and by the way, I have two granddaughters with it, and a great-granddaughter who worries I'm getting old. But when she designed it, she wanted me to understand that to thine own self be true. And I think that's one of the things that spiritualism is so good about promoting.
Yes,
I don't have to like your opinion, Celeste, nor you mind.
Right.
But it allows us to have room on the line for everybody.
And that's the thing. And sometimes what we don't like that somebody is bringing up is something, we have that seed of resistance within ourselves. And then we have to go, okay, what's this about, really?
Why am I stuck with my feet in the mud?
Right.
Even though I know there might be worthwhile things about this.
Yeah. Brand loyalty. Spiritual or otherwise, brand loyalty. And then, you know, about 10 years, I had somebody when I was about 20, 23, 24. I was young, anyway, early 20s. And I was on a field school with my university, and they had introduced this concept to me that, you know, what somebody brings up that we don't like about somebody is sometimes a quality that it's like we're mirroring it back. It's something we don't like within ourselves.
It's a reflection of what we don't care about ourselves
us. It took me about 7 years to come back around to that and go, yeah, all right.
I think one of the greatest things that comes out of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous,
is the
fact that what other people think of you is none of your business.
That's huge.
Well, and it's such a, I was probably 40 before I even understood the concept.
Right.
And it's amazing how freeing that is.
Yeah.
You're the person who has to consider who you are and what you stand for and why, not the other person.
Right, exactly. And we're responsible for ourselves. Yeah.
And sometimes we have a lot of trouble with that. But it's, again, one of the great things about spiritualism. Spiritualism insists upon personal responsibility.
Exactly right.
And, you know, if I offend you or hurt you or disadvantage you in some way, it's my responsibility to fix that. Right. Not yours, not a deity, but right. mine.
Yeah.
So yeah. back to Yule before
yes.
I get nuts here.
Yay.
One of the things I like most about Yule, okay, is that it's such a time of celebration. Mm-hmm. And if you have available children or can borrow some.
They're available at the store, but you have to ask permission before you take them home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And a small deposit, just in case, you know. But Yule also has a role for children in ritual.
Ah.
Which, so often, you know, when we think of Christmas and that kind of thing, it becomes a chaos of commercialism.
Right, exactly.
And it's the I want, I have to have, I saw on TV mm-hmm. thing. This requires children to learn a few lines to be able to participate in the adult Yule service.
Nice.
You know, those kind of things. And I brought a story to read you called 'Twas the Night Before Yule.
Oh, I like it. Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the activities first.
Oh, yeah.
I always like to encourage people. Yule is a time, put out your hand, not in getting, but in giving.
Aha. Okay.
Things like, of course, many people are familiar with toy drives and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Always a good thing to participate in. Book drives.
Yes.
We are not a nation of terribly literate people, all in all. So, and you really have to catch in people when they're young children.
Right. I'm the annoying book giving aunt.
Oh, me too. Me too.
But so far they like it. So this is okay, you know. So hopefully that, you know.
And I always pick what I know, you know, if a child has interest in dinosaurs, then I will find a dinosaur book that might be maybe a little out of the parents' budget. Yes.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
And so I will supply that or something like that. But anyway, so I always like you to do that. But I like if you have children, I like you to take your kids with you. First of all, for the purchase, and secondly, for the donation. And I like you to have your children understand why you do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what difference does it make? Why do we do this?
Right.
I spend over the summertime, I try to knit one scarf a month.
Nice.
So that I have scarves and I watch for mittens on sale and that kind of thing. And I donate them in December to whoever is accepting donations. Mm-hmm. And I will take my great-grandchildren with me and talk about why do we do this, you know? And I actually have a 10-year-old who's interested in learning knitting.
Nice.
But
I am not, if I had more time.
See, I use knitting as a meditation.
Yeah.
Knitting for me is meditative.
Yeah.
So I cheat. Yeah.
I swear too much during while trying to learn. So
you're trying too hard. That's all. If you have a neighbor who's elderly or disabled, please shovel for them.
Mm-hmm.
When you, my favorite thing to do is to make pots of soup in the winter.
Oh, nice!
And I will always make extra that I could share with somebody. The other nice thing to do, if they're not really up to or able to decorate for their holiday, give them a coupon book of decorating help.
Yeah.
You know, anything like that can be so appreciative. Bake cookies or bread if you're a baker.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are not competent, but, you know, drop them off with a note. And I always like to, when I give something like that, I always like to write a note of appreciation to the person I'm giving to. This is, you know, these are all the wonderful things I think about. Get out in nature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's
collect
important.
Twigs.
Yes.
Pine cones.
Yeah.
All of that kind of thing and use them in decorating. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, if you use a pine cone, now certainly not going to do this with a jar of peanut butter you're eating on, but and dip it in a jar of peanut butter.
Right, absolutely.
And hang it out for the birds.
Yes.
It's a great, inexpensive, the only thing, of course, here in Lilydale, we have lots of other wild animals, so we try to watch that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, often your kids can use those things from nature to make altar decorations or centerpieces for the table.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And So often kids get left out.
Right.
They really do. Yeah. And that really bothers me, that for children, it's mostly give me instead of I have.
Yeah.
So I get a little untold about that. We use this great system where when we celebrate the Yule, we involve first the children, and if the children are not old enough to have a lit golden candle for the sun,
right,
then you buy one of those lovely
LED candles, yes,
and some stickers for, yes, the kids to decorate, nice, it, etc. The children form a circle. They learn their lines, which are, I love them, shadow go away, darkness is no more. As the light of the sun comes back to us, warm the earth, warm the ground, warm the sky, warm our hearts,
nice,
and welcome home.
Nice.
And sometimes, depending upon the ages of your kids, mm-hmm, they learn one line of it or two, mm-hmm, lines or whatever they're able to do. And meanwhile, they circle clockwise.
Nice.
You need four adults, mm-hmm, and any number will work. Mm-hmm. The four adults each take the positions of north, south, east and west.
Okay.
And then any other adults fill in. Now, the four adults have white tapers.
Okay.
The other adults have red or green tea lights. So it's very festive. And every now and then I throw in a silver one just to remember festivals.
It's for the rest of us.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. And the person who's in the north does this neat thing. And I have to read this because I don't have the memory for it anymore.
Sure.
By the initiation of the birch, mm-hmm, the protection of the rowan, foundation of the alder, the vision of the willow, the guidance of the ash, the restraint of the hawthorn, the strength of the oak, the justice of the holly, the wisdom of the hazel, the beauty of the apple, the truth of the vine, perseverance of ivy, the harmony of the reed, the magic of the blackthorn, the healing of the elder, the height of the fir, the abundance of the gross, the passion of the heather, the courage of the poplar, and the silence of the yew. May the trees of the forest of the Celtic realm take root within your heart, that you may grow in wisdom, joy, compassion, and love for all who live in the earth and rise.
Nice.
Now, for me, those are my nice grove trees. Those, mm-hmm, are my significant.
Right.
And then each part, each direction has a part that talks about the light coming back and yes, that kind of thing. So that's all very cool. The last one is the West, who says, tomorrow the sun will return. The journey continuing as it always does. Welcome back warmth, welcome back light, welcome back life, and welcome back sun.
We'll take it.
Well, and you can spell, yes, sun, S-U-N, or S-O-N. S-O-N,
yeah.
Because, you know, we all know, I mean, yeah, I, as a non-Christian, would not ever offend Christians,
no,
purposefully.
Right.
So I don't really care how we spell it, right, you know. And then each member of the group who participates, from the smallest child up, has the opportunity to speak about those things for which they are grateful.
Nice.
And rarely do you ever hear, I'm grateful for a Barbie or a Tonka truck. From even the littlest of people, aww, you hear, you know, I'm grateful for a warm house. I'm grateful for clothes. I'm grateful for a mom who takes care of me. And so it's really a very cool experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like it. And we do exchangeable gifts. I mean, yes, in my house, we, yeah, do. And this will be a thriller. We do. And I grew up with this tradition, and so do my children. Mm-hmm. And so also are my grandchildren. We, mm-hmm, do. We give three gifts. Something you need.
Uh-huh.
Something you want.
Uh-huh.
And something to read.
Nice.
And
yeah.
It helps now, of course, you know, Celeste, I raised six kids. So, right, I mean, I tried to be very fair financially with each, right, child. But sometimes somebody gets a pair of tucked-in socks or whatever to bring it up, you know, kind of even. Yeah. And
yes, but, you know, the older we get, the more we look forward to socks as
gifts. Warm and snuggies, yes. Yeah, that's the truth.
I almost lost my mind in a good way over a ski mask the other year from snow blowing. So, so if I ever decide to rob a convenience store, I'm prepared. Yes,
you're set. When I hear though about a curly Sue redhead robbing a convenience store, I will know that I won't tell.
Okay.
So, Yule for me signifies that time when the wheel begins its journey again back around.
Right. Okay.
At Samhain, of course, the year ends for me. Okay. And now we've been going downhill and downhill and downhill as far as time in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That will change. That will change this Saturday or this Sunday on the 22nd. And by the way, any of you who are in hearing distance who are in Lilydale this weekend.
Yes.
Or who would like to be.
Right.
There is a wonderful service conducted by one of our churches, City of Light.
Yes.
It's held in the fire hall. It will be held at 7 p.m. On Saturday.
Yes.
And part of it, we do a whole celebration of the winter solstice, and Joanne Copley Negro is one of the ministers for that and does a beautiful job with it. And I get to do a Yule blessing for everybody with my own blessing oil.
Yes.
So I always like to do that. And I think it's Yule for me is the time of sending. At Samhain, I sent all my dumb stuff into the past.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah,
releasing.
Yeah, what's going to change?
Right.
You know, I mean, I, as much as I wish to take some words back or whatever, I need to do that. I need to say to that person, hey, you know, my mouth overshot my brain.
These things happen to us.
But I cannot change what actually happened.
Right.
I can only try to make some amends. Right. So at Samhain, I make it a real point. I get out my cauldron and burn my ribbons. And on them, of course, I've written those things I want to release.
Right.
And I'm done. I'm done with those. So this is like a new time. I don't make New Year's resolutions, okay? I would have had to have made them in October.
Right.
Number one. But secondly, it's a time for me to reaffirm my commitment to being who I am.
Yeah. That's big.
To being at peace. Yeah. I have a great new bracelet. I don't know if I can show you.
Ooh.
It says, let me see if I can get it. All right, well, now I can pull my sleeve
get it on.
Okay, that's the bracelet.
Nice.
And the bracelet says, even in the storm, there is peace. I think I've probably said to you before, I belong to the Mary Magdalene Society for Peace.
Mm.
And I'm an active Mary Magdalene.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I believe that every step, now am I going to change the world? Probably not. But you know what? If I can change one thing for one person that gives them any more peace.
It's the story of the little boy and the seashells on the shore. He's throwing them back in. And his father says, you can't save them all. And he says, no, but I made a difference to that one.
Yes. And I just, you know, I mean, I joke often, and this is really horrifying. It's a terrible joke. But I'm very fond of saying, if the three wise men had been three wise women, they'd have cleaned the stable, they'd have organized a potluck.
Yeah.
They'd have taken really good care of Mary and the baby. And you know what, Celeste? There would be peace on earth.
And they probably wouldn't have been in the manger long. They would have found a hotel room.
Absolutely. Or had taken them to someone's home.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel really insistent that if each of us strive for what we can do to affect peace.
Exactly.
We've made a difference.
Yeah.
Huge. I may not bring the world to its knees, but I'm not really looking to bring anyone to their knees. I'm looking for them to stand tall and to be proud and to say, I am a person of peace.
That's big.
So that's kind of my Yule thing. I am a person of peace.
Nice.
Sometimes I should bite my tongue off because, you know, my mouth overshoots my mission.
Well, you know.
But that's just
life.
Yeah. And someone asked me this past summer how I manage so much serenity. I said, are you kidding? This is a facade.
No. That's
well, okay. And they said to me, no, it isn't, because I've seen you even with difficult people. I said, you know, what happens to us does not determine how we react. We determine how we react.
Yeah.
And if I choose to flap my arms and throw myself around, I've made a choice there.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything for the situation, but I've made a choice. And
after 90 seconds, it's a choice.
It is.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
sometimes I look at my choices and think, oh, for heavenly days sake, where did that come from? But as people, we're not stagnant.
Right.
We grow, we learn, we experience, we model other people's behavior sometimes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if I model it and then I hate it, I realize that I'm not sure why that was, but let's not do that again.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah. So
anyway, all that's, you know, all that's part of not just being a pagan and a druid, but being a human being.
Right.
I really am not much ever concerned with what someone's religious beliefs are. I just don't want to step on them.
Right, exactly, yeah.
If they bring someone comfort, we're good with it.
Yeah.
But I am always concerned with what my own beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are who I am.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got to look really hard at, Kara, are you stuck on your position?
Working. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think there are many people in this particular neighborhood that aren't interested in continuing to drill and continuing
absolutely.
To study and continuing to learn. And, you know, we put this fabulous program together in the summer and we can't participate in everything because we're busy trying to keep everything going. But, you know, that's okay.
And I'm going to shamelessly plug something.
Okay, do it.
I am fortunate enough this summer to be teaching, this summer meaning 2020.
Right.
To be teaching a course called You Might Be a Spiritualist If.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you, I'm not looking to make converts. Spiritualism is not a religion of faith.
Right.
It's a religion of conviction and practice.
Right.
So I'm not looking to make converts, but I am looking for people to see the goodness that exists in them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I obviously am a spiritualist by choice. So,
And
there are a lot of people out there who really share many of the beliefs we share.
Exactly right.
And when they realize that we preach no dogma, they're like, really?
Yeah.
How could that be? Well, because we don't believe that way.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, my sense of humor has always been that there is a particular type of cookie that I like to make, and I call them converts. So
I love it. Okay, then.
It's rolled in. Because it's kind of hidden under a layer of cinnamon and then under a layer of sugar.
So ooh, they sound fabulous.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ball version of a snickerdoodle. And I'm looking for you sometime.
That sounds excellent.
So,
yeah.
So that's the only time I make converts.
I like it.
Because I can, well, the joke was that I converted it from another recipe because I used a European recipe and I had to kind of translate from, different
grams
into, And I'm like, where's the, where does, I, a pinch of salt with that? You know, is it so hard to write?
Well, so. Remember, I'm a nurse, Celeste, so my life involves apothecary and grams and
goodness.
Drops and that kind of stuff. And even that, I'm a nurse who teaches pharmacology, so, you know, a lot of that. Let's do "Twas the Night Before Yule."
Ooh, let's do it. I like it.
"'Twas the night before Yule, when all across the heath, not a being was stirring, pagan, fairy, or beast. Wassail was left out and the altar adorned, to rejoice that the Sun King would soon be reborn. The children lie sleeping by the warmth of the hearth, their dreams filled with vision of beloved Mother Earth. My lord and I, beneath the blankets piled deep, had just settled down to our own solstice sleep. Then a noise in the night that would leave us no peace awakened us both to the honking of geese. Eager to see such a boisterous flock, when we raced to the window, our mouths dropped in shock. On the west wind flew a gaggle of geese white and gray, with Frau Holda behind them in her gift-laden dray. The figure on her broomstick in the north sky made it clear La Befana was approaching to bestow Yuletide cheer. From the south came a comet more bright than the moon, and we knew that Lucia would be with us soon. As these spirits sailed earthward over hilltops and trees, Fra Holda serenaded her feathery steeds. Fly, Isolde, fly, Tristan, fly, Odin, and Freya. The next line. Fly, Morgul. How could I forget? Fly, Morgane. Fly, Merlin, fly, Uranus, and Gaia. May the god and the goddess inside you soar from the clouds and the heavens to yon cottage door. As soft and silent as snowflakes they fell, their arrival announced by a faint chiming bell. They landed like angels, their bodies aglow. Their feet left no marks in the new fallen snow. Before we could ponder what next lie in store, there came a slow creaking from our threshold door.
Mm-hmm.
We crept from our bedroom and were spellbound to see. There in our parlor stood the Yule Trinity. Lucia, the maiden, with her head wreathed in flame, shone with the radiance for which she was named. The light bringer's eyes held the joy of a child, and she spoke with a voice that was gentle yet wild. May the warmth of this household ne'er fade away. And she lit our Yule log, which still burns to this day. From Holda in her down cloak stood regal and tall, the matron of solstice, the mother of all. Under her gaze we felt safe and secure. Her voice was commanding, yet almost demure. May the love of this family enrich young and old, and from the folds of her cloak shower coins of pure gold. La Befana wore a scarf on her silvery hair, in the veil of the crone who has secrets to share. In her eyes gleamed a wisdom only gained by spent youth. Her voice was a whisper, but her words rang with truth. May health glad tidings and peace fill these rooms. And she banished misfortune with the sweep of her broom. Then they left a gift by each sleeping child's head, took a drink of our wassail, and away they sped. While we watched them fly off through the night sky, we laughed at the wondrous blessings they left as they passed. As they departed, the spirits decreed, Merry Yule to you all, and may you blessed be. Isn't that the coolest thing?
That is so cool.
I have heard that.
Thank you.
Since I was old enough to hear or to remember that I heard.
Right.
It has been a family tradition for, I couldn't tell you. It was actually written by a lovely gentleman many years ago and has been passed family to family to family. I give out copies of it like it's raining.
Right.
Because I think it's a really, it's comforting to people who aren't comfortable to read either the Christmas story from the Bible or the story of Saint Nick.
Right.
So I think it's nice to have an alternative for those of us who are strange.
Well, and to mention Lucia as the maiden.
The Swedish goddess of light.
Which is funny to me also because that's an Italian saint.
Yes, it is.
And the light coming from the eyes because she was martyred. They took her eyes.
Yes, they did.
So, but she...
which is why she's called the light burner.
Exactly. So she comes at the winter solstice, and you have Lucia Day, which is sometimes earlier than the solstice, depending. But she comes and she has her wreath on her head, and she has
the candles.
The lit candles, and... I was always amazed by that. I would have gone, you know, you couldn't go LED until recently, but that would be my option.
Oh, yes, because I could see me flaming right now.
That's not good,
no,
you know.
No.
But, yeah, they picked a Lucia in each town and each, and then, of course, I believe there's one or two that are, like, the official national Lucia. And she has her court, and they go around, and they have their cardamom buns and the pepper popcorn, which are the real thin gingerbread cookies.
Isn't it amazing how many traditions
but it's
bring
it's
together wonderful. from paganism?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, so there's and the Swedish Christmas goat, which is, you know, Thor was the god of thunder. And he rode a goat with 1,000 hooves, and when they clashed together, that made the lightning.
Yes.
So the goat helps Santa Claus. The Christmas, the Jultomte, which is the Christmas elf, chief Christmas elf.
I love it.
Big one. and he comes around with the goat and delivers presents on Christmas Eve. You know?
So. Well, of course, Frau Halda is from the German tradition.
Right.
She was the gifter and the eternal mother of all. Gave, answered wishes, but practically.
As women do.
Yes. Barbie dolls would not have been within Frau Halda's.
No. No.
And the Italians refer to Frau Halda as the La Strega.
Yes.
The kitchen witch.
Right. Yeah, and that's the sweeping as well, right?
So, yes.
Okay.
And also often the kitchen witch or La Strega represents healing and nourishment via her soups and herbal practices. Yeah. And of course, I'm La Befana now because I passed pronehood. And actually... When I turned 55, which is the croning age, my friends gathered, 55 different friends from different parts of my life, all of who told their stories about how they were involved in my life. But La Befana is the matron crone of giving it up, of getting rid of it. Of starting anew. La Befana says, don't bring nonsense with you.
She Marie Kondo's your life.
Exactly.
As you move in, yeah.
She just says, you know.
Keep what's good.
And get rid of the rest. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I love that tale. Yeah. I still read it to my great-grandchildren in the solstice. And they're learning parts in it because they like to portray Lucia,
right?
You know, and their moms often portray Frau Halda, and of course La Befana is here.
Nice.
So, well, and it makes it, you know, again,
it's fun.
I think celebrations are important for all of us.
Yeah.
whether we celebrate the traditions of Christmas, that's super. Or, you know, if you're a Festivus person, that works too. Certainly, have you ever attended a Kwanzaa celebration?
I haven't had the opportunity.
Oh, it is heart-wrenchingly lovely. And then, of course, Hanukkah tells the story of the 8 days of oil.
Right.
And
yes.
How it made it.
Right. Yeah.
And again, this refers to how the Yule log stays lit for the year until you light a new one.
Yes.
And many old traditionalists keep a small Yule log burning. And in my house, we use candles because my days of cleaning ashes are over. But we keep a candle lit.
Yeah.
Now, when we're not home, we keep an LED lit. But
right.
We keep a candle lit throughout the season until the solstice.
Perfect.
We also, last night, there was a secret sneaky message in the mug. Well, in the mugs I got.
Mm.
At the solstice, you always want to give a gift that's useful. So I didn't bring spoons because I knew I would have to do too much explaining. But normally I would give a mug and a spoon so that you might always eat from any cauldron that had food.
Right.
In other places, I've given a handful of nuts so that you always have a provision. And of course, the belief in Druidism is that the nuts supply the trees, which supply more nuts, and so that you always have the opportunity to have food.
Yeah.
So that's you know, again, that's one of those things. For many years, when my husband was still alive, we liked on Christmas Eve to put on crock pots of soup.
Yes.
Not because it had significance, particularly to us.
Right.
But because we knew so many people were alone, and I would just extend a general invitation and say, you know, the choices this year are,
yeah,
and you're welcome to come by,
yeah,
but could you bring your own cup and spoon or bowl and spoon?
Cute.
Nice.
You know? Nice. Yeah. You know, and it's an opportunity always to build community.
And we need, and you know, there's that age-old song about no man is an island.
Yeah.
No woman either.
Yeah.
We need community.
Absolutely.
We need to have belonging and a sense of, is my community perfect and yours? No.
Yeah.
But we know that in our community, people come forward when you need them.
Yeah.
And pretty, I have to own this about Lilydale. People are fairly good about keeping their nose out of what doesn't concern them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If someone says to you, can I be of help to you? And you say no, generally they will say, well, let me know if that changes or whatever. I mean, they're not prying and, you know, goading you into accepting something you're not prepared for.
Exactly.
And that's a blessing
a
in
nice
itself
thing.
Too.
Yeah.
I think your viewing audience, of course, many of them are Lilydale kinds of people. I mean, they either lived here or...
Right.
But also now, there are a number of people out there who are just Lilydale curious.
Yes.
And they tune in because of that. And I think they... One of the things you need to know is that we choose to live here.
Yeah.
It's a process, folks. I've had children in less time.
Well, and here's the other thing. I've heard all kinds of, I've gotten all kinds of interesting questions, like, is it a nudist camp? That's my favorite.
Well, that's because there is one in Chautauqua County.
Is there
really? Oh, yes.
Really?
In Sherman, it's called A Plug for Brushwood.
Okay.
Well, and I want to plug it because I've taught there a number of times.
Okay.
But as we can all tell, folks, I've passed the age and weight for Skyclad, okay? That's over.
I'm just far too pale for such things.
Me too. Oh, yeah, we're talking about that.
No, and there's too many ticks in Western New York. That's not
But
that's
you
not
see, Brushwood is clothing optional. So you may choose, and anything that's held up toward the road, it's in German.
Right.
Anything that's held up toward the road is not clothing optional, it's clothing mandated.
Right.
Because they don't want to offend their neighbors or upset anybody.
Yeah.
They are lovely people there. And if you're someone who's given to being able to be nude in nature, please look, give Brushwood a call. They have, in the summer, they have interesting speakers, like me. But I mean, they really do. Right. They have interesting speakers. There's a beautiful pool there. It's a great camp place.
Nice.
So I like to give them a plug when I can, because, you know, as I say,
hey, I'm learning.
This old lady ain't running around naked anymore. But I've also had that question about Lolita.
Right, yeah.
And of course, I'm very fond of saying, look at me and ask yourself, you know, well, not happening, Marilyn.
There's no polygamy.
Most of us can hardly manage one mate, folks. We don't eat cats. Actually, I have three, and nobody's ever offered to snack on them.
Right. Yeah. I do occasionally. I am a meat eater, so occasionally somebody else has sacrificed a chicken for my Sunday dinner. But, you know.
But there are people here who are carnivores.
Right.
There are people who are not. I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
There are vegans here.
Yep.
And we try to accommodate
everybody.
When we have just dinners and that kind of stuff, we ask that you bring a recipe card with the ingredients listed, so that I, who don't eat gluten, will know it's gluten-free.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about these people who make these fabulous soups, and they do.
Yeah.
But then they do them in chicken broth or beef broth. And, you know,
that's not quite suitable for a vegetarian.
That's not okay for me. But for someone who wants it, that's great. And we try to meet everybody's needs.
Yes, exactly. Let's see, what else? You do not have to be a medium
or a healer
to live here.
We appreciate your skills if you are.
Absolutely.
We also, I think this is so important to say, and every medium in Lily is probably going to smack me. Mediums are not born.
Right.
You learn mediumship.
Right.
Like you learn healing. Mm-hmm. We don't all start out as fabulously good people. We work to being good at what we do.
Yeah.
So if you think you hear Uncle Raymond speaking, come on by.
Right.
Let us help you develop that.
Right.
You know, we're not, no one can ever accuse Lilydale of being selfish with sharing its skills.
Right.
We are not.
No, exactly right. Yeah. Let's see, what else? There are families here.
Lots of them, and young kids. I directed Lyceum for 2.5 years.
Yeah. I had somebody ask me not too long ago if I wanted to have kids, if I had to move out of the community. I was like, you know, we had a playground and a Lyceum program on Sunday.
Actually, we have a children's acre.
Yes, we do. You know, that's a thing. I've heard and had all kinds of fun questions. And I
had someone ask me once if we were restricted to working in the community.
Right.
And I said, well,
the gates exist in the summer, but they're not there to keep us in.
No, no. Although sometimes people walking on the street are there to keep us in.
It does. It's a 7-minute walk from here to the post office. If I go slowly, it usually takes me an hour because I stop to talk to
everybody.
so you know if I'm in a hurry because I'm in the golf cart.
Yeah. And I'm zooming.
Yeah.
But we're none of those things. What we are really truly, I think, is we're a community of people who are free thinkers, who believe you have a right to what you believe, but to live here, you need to have an idea of our beliefs.
Right, and spiritualism is a specific religion, which is distinct from just being spiritual.
Oh yeah, we encourage nature. You to be spiritual.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But to live here, mm-hmm. you really need to have done some reading, some studying. You need to know the kinds of things that we're okay with, that we don't have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, exactly. You need to know the philosophy, yeah. a little bit of the science behind spiritualism.
Exactly.
Never gets a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about we're a philosophy, we're a theology, and we're a science.
Yeah.
People who come in, I think, forget that most of us have spent a long time studying.
Yeah.
And learning and mm-hmm. kind of deciding, does this fit for me? And if right. not, why not?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people also are very surprised that so many of the residents, because a lot of people, they've retired here or they've come here and so that they can work into retiring here. And they're surprised that, not everybody has just always worked as a medium, you know, or that sort of thing, that, we have a lot of different professions.
As I said earlier, I teach nursing.
Right.
Currently, as yeah. old as I am, I mean, I teach nursing. And yeah. We certainly have a number of people from the vocation of religious.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who are accountants and people yeah. who have worked in radio and, mm-hmm. and TV and those kinds of things.
Yep. Doctors, lawyers,
Indian
teachers, chiefs. Literally. Yeah.
Well, yeah. His name just went right up. Right
I know,
up.
Right?
Oh, how embarrassing. Tanan, no, that's not right. Anyway,
we'll
we think
of it.
Yeah, as soon as we're done. We'll think of it. But we don't, I have to say this very honestly, we don't much care who you were.
Right.
What we care about is who you are
yeah.
and what you bring to all of us.
Right.
We are a community no matter what.
Yep.
And that's yeah. an important piece. You know, I always say to people, I pay for the privilege of living with like-minded people.
Right.
And I'm happy to do it.
Right.
Not that I think someone else's beliefs are wrong or, but.
Right.
Here, I am a spiritualist, mm-hmm. and I'm very clear about that.
We've chosen our bubble, and we enjoy it.
That's the other thing. We are fun.
And you are. Yeah, and there's many, many a potluck.
yes, we love to eat, obviously. Yeah.
So, my goodness, I think we covered it all.
We go to today. The time goes so
oh
fast.
My God, yeah.
We'll have to do something.
I know.
We'll
this is why I keep having Kara back on, because we talk well together. So, yeah.
It's all those years in radio when I can make a living.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll I would it. Love to come back, and
good.
I will.
Perfect.
And to all of you,
yeah.
happy Yule. May you have food, health, abundance. And remember, to have abundance, you have to live abundance.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Thank you very much. Happy holidays to all of you. And until next time, of course, wishing you a good day and good vibes.